reports.
At the Grenfell inquiry, Paulus Tekle described how, as the flames rose, firemen told him to stay in his flat with his family.
Then a knock at the door at around 2 a.m. and a fire brigade at the door. I was relieved and ready for our escape. But no, he said, stay here and advise us to put a blanket on the front door, and that door shut again.
45 minutes later, the officers said they should get out. But it was too late for 5-year-old Isaac. He was lost in the smoke and died.
Every day, I ask myself the same question. What if I had not listened and we had left right then and there? My Isaac would be here today. I would not be sitting here telling you about my boy and our pain.
Many Grenfell survivors believe the fire brigade advice to stay put was misguided, deadly. It did work, though, for decades with tower block fires. That's because they started inside the flats, and once those residents got out, it could be contained. Last year, I spoke to Peter Deakins, master planner of Grenfell, who explained how it worked.
The access door had to be an hour fire resistant, and even internal doors. A lot of them were half hour fire resisting and on self-closing doors, so if there was a fire inside the flat, it could be restricted to one room. And the idea was that people would have plenty of time to get out, if they had to those flats who were affected, but the other flats shouldn't have been affected at all.
But then Grenfell was covered in flammable cladding. The fire came up the outside and in. It's since emerged that the flat's front doors inside Grenfell failed too. Police tests this March showed the Manse master doors, a so-called composite brand made of wood, plastic and glass, only resisted fire for 15 minutes instead of 30. So, this month, the government wrote to building owners saying they should be replaced. Hello.
Hello.
Some tower residents have already got new doors. Tom Simon of the Chalcotts estate in Camden.
It's a pretty heavy-duty door, as you can see, and it's rated to be fire safer up to 60 minutes. From what I understand, it's pretty much as good as you can get.
Last summer, residents here had to leave in a hurry. Their towers had been reclad, like Grenfell, and like Grenfell, there was only one way out. Now the council has taken the cladding off, so fire won't shoot up the outside, and these solid doors should contain a blaze within. But would people stay put if the fire brigade asked, or would they get out?
Yes, I think there is a degree of scepticism around that, yeah. And maybe once all the works have been finally completed, then perhaps that would change. I don't know. We'll see. It might take quite a long time for people to get over what happened last year.
Now the Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea has said it is planning to replace an estimated 4,000 front doors in its estates as a matter of urgency. Rejecting solid wood, they've selected another composite door made of plastic, wood and glass. These are supposed to resist fire for 30 minutes, but the borough said they're going to carry out their own fire tests too.